This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. Copyright 1939 by James Joyce. Copyright renewed George Joyce and Lucia Joyce, 1967. Narrated by Patrick Horgan. This book contains 628 pages on 19 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Annotation. A controversial experimental novel written in 1939, the book is apparently a dream sequence representing one night in the unconscious mind of a Dublin tavern keeper. Joyce's unique style makes extensive use of slang, arcane puns, and obscure allusions. 1939. About the author. James Joyce was born in Dublin, Ireland, on February the 2nd, 1882. He was the oldest of 10 children in a family that experienced increasing financial difficulties during his childhood. After attending Clongowes Wood College and Belvedere College in Dublin, he entered the Royal University. Upon his graduation in 1902, Joyce left Ireland for France, but returned the following year because his mother was dying. In 1904, he met Nora Barnacle, and in October of that year, they went together to Europe, settling in Trieste. In 1909, and again in 1912, Joyce made unsuccessful attempts to publish Dubliners. In 1914, the book finally appeared, followed by the semi-autobiographical novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. During the First World War, Joyce and Nora lived in Zurich. In 1920, they moved to Paris, where Ulysses was published in 1922. Finnegan's Wake, Joyce's most radical and complex work, began appearing in installments in 1928 and was published in its entirety in 1939. After the German occupation of Paris, Joyce and Nora, who were married in 1931, moved to Zurich, where he died in January 1941. Other books by James Joyce: Exiles, Play, Collected Poems, Giacomo Joyce. Finnegan's Wake, 1. River Run past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Hoth Castle and environs. Sir Tristram, Viola de Mora's, for over the short sea, had pass encore re-arrived from North Armorica on this side the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor to wield a fight his peninsulate war. Nor had Top Sawyer's rocks by the stream Oconee exaggerated themselves to Lawrence County's gorgios while they went Dublin their mumper all the time. Nor a voice from a fire bellowsed Misha Misha to Tauf Tauf Thort Petrick. Not yet, though very soon after, had a kid's cad but ended a bland old Isaac. Not yet the walls fair and Vanessa were Sosi Sester's wroth with torn Nathan Joe. Rot a peck of Pasmalt, a gem or shen brewed by Arclight, and Rory End of the Reginbro was to be seen ringsome on the aquaface. The fall, Baba Badalgaracta Cameneron con Bron Tonoron Toon Toon Croveron on Scorn to Huhurden and Turnuk of a once wall straight old pa is retailed early in bed and later on life down through all Christian minstrelsy. The great fall of the off wall entailed at such short notice the shoot of Finnegan, a solid man, that the Humpty Hill head of himself promptly sends an unquiring one well to the west in quest of his tumpty-tum toes. And there upturn Pike Point and Place is at the knock out in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Devlin's first loved Livy. What clashes there of wills gen wonts, oystery gods gaggin fishy gods, brickick kickick kickick kickick, quacks quacks quacks, ooaloo ooaloo ooaloo, quawawa. Where the Baddlery's partisans are still out to math master Malachus McGrain's, and the Verdons catapulting the cannibalistics out of the white voice of Hoodie Head. Assy gates and boomering stroms, sods brood be me fear, Sanglorian save, arms appeal with larms appalling, killy kill killy at all at all. What chance cuddlies, what cashels aired and ventilated, what biddy me to loves induced by what tegotate absolvers, what true feeling for there's hay air, with what strong voice of false Jacob. Oh, hear, hear, how hath sprawled met the dust, the father of fornicationists. But, O my shining stars and body, how hath Thane spanned most high heaven, the sky sign of soft advertisement? But was is it? E'er were sewers? The oaks of old, now they lie in peat, yet elms leap where askers lay. Fall, if you but will, rise you must, and none so soon either shall the farce for the nonce come to a set-down secular finish. Big Mester Finnegan of the Stuttering Hand, Freeman's Mora, lived in the broadest way imaginable in his rushlet too far back for messuages before Joshua and Judges had given us numbers or Helvetica's committed Deuteronomy. One yeasty day, he sternly struck his tet in a tub for to watch the future of his fates. But ere he swiftly stuck it out again, by the might of Moses, the very water was evaporated, and all the Genesis had met their exodus. So that ought to show you what a pension duty chap he was. And during mighty odd years, this man of hod cement and edifices, in Topersthorpe, piled bildung supra bildung upon the banks for the livers by the so-and-so. He had a little fifey, and he ugged the little crater. With her hair in hands, tuck up your part in her. Oft while Balbulus, mitre ahead, with goodly trowel in grasp and ivor-oiled overalls, which he habitacularly fancied, like Harun Childeric Egebert, he would caligulate by multiplicables the altitude and maltitude, until he seesaw by neat light of the liquor where twin twas born, his round head staple of other days, to rise in undress masonry upstandard, joy granted, a wall worth of a skyscape of most eiffel, hoith, and towerly, originating from next to nothing, and celescalating the himmels and all, hierarchitecti tipti top loftical, with a burning bush above off its bauble top, and with larens atoolers clittering up, and tumbles of buckets clottering down. Of the first was he to bear arms and a name, Wassaily Booslave of Riesengeborg. His crest of heraldry, invert with ancillars, troublant, argent, a hagoak, pursuivant, horrid horned. His scutcheon fest, with archers strung, Helio of the second. Hooch, his for husbandman, handling his hoe. Ho, 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 Mr. Finn, you're going to be Mr. Finn again. Come day morn, and oh, your vine, send days eve, and ah, your vinegar. Ha, 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 Mr. Fun, you're going to be fined again. What then, agent-like, brought about that tragody thunder's day, this municipal sin business? Our cube house still rocks as ear witness to the thunder of his arafatas. But we hear also through successive ages that shabby chorus of unqualified muslin imbeciles that would blackguard eyes the whitest stone ever hurtled turtled out of heaven. Stay us, wherefore, in our search for righteousness, O sustainer, what time we rise, and when we take up to toothmick, and before we lump down upon our leather bed, and in the night, and at the fading of the stars. For a nod to the neighbour is better than a wink to the wabsanti. Other ways we sways like that provost scoffing between the Jebel and the Japisian sea. Crop herb the crunch bracken shall decide, then we'll know if the feast is a fly day. She has a gift of seek on sight, and she all casually answers helpers, the dreamy dearie. Heed, heed, it may half been a misfired brick, as some say, or it might have been due to a collapsus of his back promises, as others looked at it. There extant by now 1,001 stories, all told of the same. But so sore did A bite Ivy's holy red apples, what with the wall halls, horrors of rolls, rights, car hacks, stone engines, kissed veins, tram trees, fargabolas, autokinetons, hippo hobbilies, street fleets, tournin taxes, megafogs, circuses and wards motes, and basilikirks and Europa gods, and the hoists, and the jolly brule, and the peeler, and the coat, and the Mecklenburg bitch bite at his ear, and the Merlinborough burrocks, and his four old poor courts, the more, and his blight black working stacks at 12 pins a dozen, and the newbie buses slading along Safety First Street, and the Derry Jellybys snooping around Tell No Tailor's Corner, and the fumes, and the hopes, and the stroopy thump of his bill's indigenous Rome keepers, home sweepers, dome creepers, thrum and thrum in fancy murmurumed, and all the uproar from all the off-roofs, a roof for May and a reef for Hugh, but under his bridge suits Tony, one warning, fill, tippling full, his hode feel heavy, his hodit did shake. There was a wall, of course, in erection. Dim, he stuttered from the latter.
Damn, he was dud. Dumb. Master Batum, Master Bad Tom, when a man marries, his loot is all long, for all the world to see. Shies? I should she. McCool, McCool, or a why-eye deed you die-eye of a trying thirsty morning. Sobs they sided at Philigen's Chris or Miss Wake, all the hooligans of the nation, prostrated in their consternation and their duodismally profusive plethora of ululation. There was plums and grooms and sheriffs and citherers and raiders and cinnamen too, and they all jained in with shoutmost shoviality, agog and magog and the round of the magrog, to the continuation of that celebration until Hannon Hunnigan's extermination, some in Kinkin Chorus, more can keening. Bedding him up and filling him down. He's stiff, but he's steady, is Priam O'Limb. 'Twas he was the dacent, gay-labouring youth. Sharpen his telescope, tap up his beer. Era where in this world would ye hear such a din again? With their deep-brow fundings and the dusty fidelios, they laid him broad on a lang last bed, with a buccalypse of finisky for his feet, and a barrel-load of genesis o'er his head. Tee the tootle of the fluid hang the twaddle of the fuddle, though. Hurrah! There is but young leave for our globe wheels in view, which is tautologically the same thing. Well, him being so on the flounder of his bulk, like an overgrown babbling, let we peeps see at home. Well, CPG aught platter plate. E hum. Narrator's note, the E is rotated 90 degrees to the left. End of narrator's note. From Shopalist to Bailiwick, or from Ashton to Baranoth, or from by the banks to round the head, or from the foot of the bill to Ireglint's eye, he calmly extensilized. And all the way, a horn, from fjord to fjell, his bay winds abobo shall wail him rockbound, ho, 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 in swim, swam, swam. And all the livy long night, the deldale dalpling night, the night of bluery bells, her flitter flute in tricky trochies, o Carina, wake him. With her Issa Van Issa Vans and her Patterjack Martins about all them inns and houses, telling a teed of a tum, telling a toll of a teary turty towpling. Grace before glutton, for what we are, gifts are gross if we are about to believe, so pool the beg and pass the kish for craw's sake, oh men, so sigh us. Grandpuffus is fallen down, but Grinny spreads the board. Ways on the joint of a desh, fin fo fum the fush. Ways be his bacon head, a loaf of Sing Pantry's Kennedy bread, and ways hitched to the hop in his tail, a glass of Dan O'Donnell's famous old Dublin ale. But lo, as you would quaff off his fraud stuff, and sink teeth through that pith of a flower-white body, behold of him as behemoth, for he is no way more. Finish, only a phadograph of yestern scene, almost Rubicon Salmo Salar, ancient from out the ages of the Agapemonides, he is smolten in our midst, woe be canned and packed away, so that meal's dead off for summon, schluck, schleiss, and good red herring. Yet may we not see still the Brontoichthyan form outlined a slumber, even in our own night-time by the sedge of the troutling stream that Bronto loved and Bronto has a lean on? Hic cubat edilis, apud libertinam pavulam. What if she be in flags or flitters, reeky rags or Sunday chosies, with a mint of mines or beggar a pennyweight? Are sure we all love little Anna Ruiny, or we mean to say, love little Anna Rainy, when under her brella mid piddle med puddle she ninny goes nanny goes nancing by. Yo, Brontolone slaps, yo snores, upon Ben Hetherin Seeple is out too. The cranic head on him, caster of his reasons, fear youthner in yond mist. Oh, his clay feet, swarded in verdigrass, stick up stark where he last fell on him, by the mund of the magazine wall, where our Maggie seen all with her sister in shawl. While over against this Bell's alliance, behind ill 60, all old ill, bag sides of the fort, bomb, tarabom, tarabom, lurk the ambushes, the sight of the lifting in weight of the upjocken hockums. Hence, when the clouds roll by, Jamie, a proud's eye view is enjoyable of our mounding's mass, now Wallenstone National Museum, with, in some greenish distance, the charmful Waterloose country, and the two quite white villagettes who hear show of themselves so gigglesome amongst the foliages, the pretty lees. Penetrators are permitted into the museum mound free. Welsh and the Paddy Patkinses, 1 shilling. Redis members invalids of old guard find Puss Puss Pussy Pram to sate the sort of their butt. For her pass key supply to the janitrix, the mistress, Kate. Tip. This the way to the museum. Mind your hats going in. Now yez are in the Willingdon Museum. This is a Prusius gun. This is a French tip. This is the flag of the Prusius, the cap and saucer. This is the bullet that bing the flag of the Prusius. This is the French that fire on the bull that bang the flag of the Prusius. Salute the cross gun. Up with your pike and fork. Tip. Bull's foot. Fine. This is the 111 hat of Lipoleum. Tip. Lipoleum hat. This is the Willingdon on his same white horse, the Cokenhape. This is the big sort of Willingdon, grand and majestic in his golden spurs and his iron dukes and his quarter brass woody shoes and his magnet's garters and his Bangkok's best and Goliath's galoshes and his put upon easy and war trues. This is his big wide horse, Tip. This is the 3 Lipoleum boyne grouching down in the living detch. This is an enemy skilling Inglis. This is a Scotcher grey. This is a Davy stooping. This is the bog Lipoleum mordering the Lipoleum beg, a Gallagher's argument. This is the petty Lipoleum boy that was neither bag nor bug. I say, touch old Fitz Toomush, Dirty McDyke, and Harry O'Hurry, all of them arminous varminous. This is Delian Alps. This is Mont Tivil, this is Mont Tipsy, this is the Grand Mons Injun. This is the Crimea line of the Alps, hooping to shelter shock the 3 Lipoleums. This is the Ginnies with their Leghorns, fainting to read in their handmaid's book of astrology while making their war undecides the Willingdon. The Ginnies is a coo in her hand, and the Ginnies is a raven her hair, and the Willingdon get the band up. This is big Willingdon mormorial tallow scoop, wound or worker obsides on the flanks of the Ginnies. 6 caliber Ross power, Tip. This is me Belcham, sneaking his Philippi out of his most awful, grimmest, sun-sat Cromwelly looted. This is the Ginny's Hastings dispatch for to irrigate the Willingdon. Dispatch, in thin red lines, cross the short front of me Belcham. Yaw, 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 leaper author, fear-seeking, field gaze thy tiny frau, hog-acting, nap. That was the tic-tacs of the Ginny's for to Fontenoy the Willingdon. She. The Ginnies is jealous, agin-courting all the Lipoleums. And the Lipoleums is gone boycotting crazy onto the 1 Willingdon, and the Willingdon get the band up. This is Bode Belsham, bonnet to Busby, breaking his sacred word with a ball up his ear to the Willingdon. This is the Willingdon's her old dispitch back, dispitch disployed on the regions rare of me Belsham, Salamangra. Aye, cherry Ginnies, fig tree you, damn fairy Anne, Votre, Willingdon. That was the first joke of Willingdon, tick for tack. He. This is me Belsham, in his 12-mile couchooks, wheat, tweet, and stamp forth foremost, footing the camp for the Ginnies. Drink a sip, drank a sup, for he's as sooner buy a Guinness than he'd stale store stout. This is Rouge's balls. This is a trench. This is mistletropes. This is cannon fodder with a popey nose, after his 100 days indulgence. This is the blessed Tara's Widders. This is Ginny's in the bonny born blooches. This is Lipoleum's in the rowdy houses. This is the Willingdon by the splinters of cork, order, fire, tonner, bull's ear, play. This is Camelry, this is Flodden's. This is the Sulphurines in action. This is their Mobily. This is Panic Burns. Almighty God, art is to lose. This is Willingdon cry, brum, brum, come brum. This is Ginny's cry, underwetter. Goats strip thin lambs. This is Ginny's rinning away to their ouster lists, doing a bunker seeds. With a nip-nippy-nip and a trip-trippy-trip so airy, for their hearts right there. Tip. This is me Belcham's tink-you-tank-you silver plate for kitchen the crepes in the cool of his canister. Poor the pay. This is the Bismarck of the marathon merry of the Ginny's they left behind them. This is the Willingdon Branlish's same marmorial telescope, Sophie Kipo, for his royal devotion on the Rinaway Ginnies. Gambarista della Porca, Dalavarus Femirus. This is the pettiest of the Lipoleum's toffee thief that spy on the Willingdon from his big white horse, the Capenhope. Stonewall Willingdon is an old Maxi Montremony. Lipoleum's is nice hung bushelers. This is Hyena Hinnessy laughing a lout at the Willingdon. This is Lipsig Dooley krieging the funk from the Hinnessy. This is the Hindu Shimar Shin between the Dooley boy and the Hinnessy tip. This is the weeksy old Willingdon picking up the half of the three-foiled hat of Lipoleum's from out of the bloodle filth. This is the Hindu waxing Ranji mad for a bomb shoob. This is the Willingdon hanking the half of the hat of Lipoleum's up the tail on the backside of his big white horse. Tip. That was the last joke of Willingdon. Hit, hit, hit. This is the same white horse of the Willingdon, Culpenhelp, waggling his tail of scrup with the half of a hat of Lipoleum's to insult on the Hindu sea boy. Hnay, hnay, hnay. Bull's rag, foul. This is the sea boy, Madras Hatteras, up jump and pump him, cry to the Willingdon, a pokeroo, poker you rap. This is the Willingdon, born stable gentleman, tinders his max botch to the Corsican Shimar Shin, ba sucker you stead. This is the Doofrim sea boy, blow the whole of the half of the hat of Lipoleum's off of the top of the tail on the back of his big wide horse. Tip, bullseye, game. How Copenhagen ended, this way the museum, mind your boots going out. Phew! What a warm time we were in there, but how killing is here, the hereabouts. We know where she lives, but you must not tell anyone for the lamp of Jig-o-lantern. It's a candle little house of a month and one windies, down a down, high down a down, and numbered quaintly mine. And such reasonable weather, too! The vagrant winds a waltz around the Piltdowns, and on every blasted nolly rock, if you can spot 50, I spy 4 more. There's that gnarly birdie gathering. A run a little, do a little, pre a little, pour a little, wipe a little, kicks a little, sever a little, eat a little, wine a little, ken a little, help a little, pelf a little, gnarly bird. A veritable land of bleak barred fields. Under his 7 Rothschilds lies one Lumpraw, his glove beside him, scud untorsed. Our pigeons' pair are flown for Northcliffs. The 3 of crows have flapped it southernly, cracking of the battle to the quarters of that sky, whence tribbles answer, "Well, 'tis well. She never comes out when thons on shower, or when thons flash with his nixie girls, or when thons blowing tomb cracks down the gales of Pon. No, Nubo, no, neblas on you live. Her would be too muchy a freet, of bury me leg and bind me rolling eyes, and all the deed in the woe. Fee, fo, fum. She just does hopes till buys will be buys. Here, and it goes on to appear, now she comes, a peace fugle, a paradise bird, a peary pot mother, a pringle pick on the Alandiskippy, with peewee and powwows in beggy baggy on her bicky backy, and a flick flask fleck flinging its pixie lighting pacts humor amy bows, picking here, pecking there, pussy, pussy, plunder pussy. But it's the army tides tonight, me little pukos. And to morn we wish for a muddy kissman's to the minutia workers, and there's to be a gorge of truce for happiness childer everywhere. Come, nebo me, and suso sing the day we sally bright. She's borrowed the coacher's headlight, the better to pry, who goes cute, goes shoker and shoes her own, and all spoiled goods go into her knapsack. Cartridges and rattling buttons, nappies, spatties, and flasks of all nations, clavicures and scampulars, maps, keys, and wood piles of halfpennies, and moon-lit brooches with blood-stained bricks in them, Boston night garters and masses of shoesets, and nickeline axe and foder all Michael and a lovely parson of Kate's, and howitz of much-ears and midgers and maggots, ills and ells with luffs of toffs and plurs of bells, and the last sigh that came for the heart, Bucklied, and the fairest sin the sun saw, that's Cork. With kiss, kiss Chris, kiss cross, on the life's end, slain. How bootiful and how true to wife of her, when strangely forbidden, to steal our historic presence from the past post-propheticals, so as to will make us all lordy heirs and lady maidesses of a pretty nice kettle of fruit. She is living in our midst of debt and laughing through all claws for us. Her birth is uncontrollable, with an apron for her mask, and her sabots kicking arriers, so sair, so sorry, if you ask me and I sack you. Ho, ho, Greeks may rise and Troysers fall, there being two sights for ever a picture, for in the byways of high improvidence, that's what makes life worth leaving, and the world's a cell for sitters to sit in. Let young women run away with the story, and let young men talk smooth behind the butler's back. She knows her night's duty while Luntum sleeps. "Did you save any tin?" says he. "Did I what?" with a grin, says she. And we all like a married Anne because she is mercenary. Though the length of the land lies under liquidation, flute, and there's ne'er a harebrow nor an eye bush on this glabrous face of her shuft water welter, she'll loan a vesta and hire some peat and sarch the shores her cockles to heat, and she'll do all a turf woman can to piff the business on, paff, to puff the blaziness on, puff, puff. And even if Humpty shall fall frumpty times as awkward again in the beard's boozleum of all our grand remonstrances, there'll be eggs for the breckers come to mourn him, sunny side up with care. So true is it that there wears a turnover that hay is wet to, and when you think you catch sight of a hind, make sure but you're cocked by a hint. Then, as she is on her behaviourite job of quain and spandy, fruiting for firstlings and taking her tithe, we may take our review of the two mounds, to see nothing of the himples, here as it elsewhere by sixes and sevens, like so many Hegels and Collins, sitting around, scent-breeched and sumpot reek in their swish-a-wish satins and their taff-taff tights, playing Wharton's Folly at a tree party on the planko in the park. Stand up, Mickos! Make strake for Minners, by order, Nicholas Proud. We may see and hear nothing, if we choose, of the short-legged Bergens off Cork Hill, or the Burger Moors of Arbor Hill, or the Burger Gambles of Summer Hill, or the Bergen Sellies of Misery Hill, or the country-bossed Bergwans of Constitution Hill, though every crowd has its several tones, and every trade has its clever mechanics, and each harmonical has a point of its own. Olaf's on the rise, and Ivor's on the lift, and Citrix places between them. But all, they are all there, scraping along to sneeze out a likelihood that will solve and salve life's robulus rebus, hopping round his middle like kippers on a gridlow, as he lays dormant from the macro-borg of Holdhard to the micro-berg of Pied-de-Poudre. Behove this sound of Irish sense. Really? Here English might be seen. Royally? One sovereign pund to Petery Pence. Regally? The silence speaks the scene. Fake. So this is Jublong? Hush. Caution. Echo land. How charmingly exquisite. It reminds you of the outwashed engraviture that we used to be blurring on the blotch wall of his inkempt house. Used they? I am sure that tiring chabber-shoveler with a musical chocolate box, Myrie Mitchell, is listening. I say, the remains of the outworn gravemuir where used to be blurred the tollmans of the incubus. Used we? He is only pretendant to be stugging at the Jubilee harp from a second existed listener, Fiery Farrelly. It is well known. Lock for himself and see the old but new Dublin. W-K-O-O. Here, by the Mossalime Wall, fim, 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 with a grand fun for all, fum, 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 fum. Tis optophone which onto feigns. List, Wheatstone's magic lyre. They will be toggling forever. They will be lichening for all of. They will be pre-tumbling for over. The harp's discord shall be theirs for Olaf's. Four things, therefore, saith our hereditary Mammon Lugius, and his grand old historiorum wrote near Boreorum, bluest book in Boyle's annals, F.T. in Diflinarski ne'er shall fail, till heather smoke and cloud weed, Eire's isles shall pall. And here now they are, the fear of them. Ti tortoises. Unum, Adar. A bulban boss are mounted upon an alderman. Aye, aye. Duum, Nizam. A shoe on a poor old woman. Aho. Priam, Tammuz. An auburn maid O'Brien a bride to be disarted. A dear, Quadlibus, Marheshvan. A pen no weightier nor a pole post. And so, and all.
Sukkoth.
So how Idler's wind, turning pages on pages, as innocents with Anaclete play Popeye Antipope, the leaves of the living in the book of the deeds, annals of themselves timing the cycles of events grand and national, bring facile-wise to pass how. 1132 A.D. Men like to ants or emmets wandering upon a groot wide walfisk which lay in a runnel, blubby wares up at a blanium. 566 A.D. On Balefar's night of this year after deluge, a crone that had a wicked kish for to hail dead turves from the bog, look it under the blay of her kish as she ran, for to satisfy her curiosity, and be me sore, but she found herself sack full of swart goody quickenshoon and small elegant brogues, so rich in sweat, blurry works at Hurdlesford. Silent. 566 A.D. At this time it fell out that a brazen-locked damsel grieved Sobralas Olas, because that Popette, her minion, was ravished of her by the ogre Puropius Pius. Bloody wars in Balior Cleobally. 1132 A.D. Two sons at an hour were born until a good man and his hag. These sons called themselves Caddy and Primus. Primus was a sentry man and drilled all decent people. Caddy went to Winehouse and wrote a piece of farce. Blotty words for Dublin. Somewhere, apparently, in the gin and go gap between Antediluvius and Anna Dominant, the copyist must have fled with his scroll. The Billy Flood rose, or an elk charged him, or the Saltrup world right from the Excelsissimost Empyrean bolt in some earthspake, or the Danaman Gallus banged pan the Bliddy Duran. A scribicide then and there is led off under Old's Code with some fine covered by 6 marks or 9 pins in metal men for the sake of his labour's dross, while it will be only now and again in our rear of our era, as an upshoot of military and civil engagements, that a gynecure was let on to the scaffold for taking that same fine sum covertly by meddlement with the drawers of his neighbour's safe. Now, after all that far-fetched and peregrine, or dignant or clear, lift we our ears, eyes of the darkness, from the tome of Liber Lividus, and to, how paisibly ironical, all dimmering dunes and glomering glades, self-stretches afore us, our free land's plain. Lean neath stone pine the pastor lies with his crook. Young Pricket by Pricket's sister nibbleth on returned viridities. Amid her rocking grasses the herb trinity shams lowliness. Sky up is of ever grey. Thus too for donkey's years. Since the bouts of he bear and hairy man, the corn flowers have been staying at Ballymun. The dusk rose has choosed out Goatstown's hedges. Two lips have pressed to gather them by sweet rush, townland of twined lights. The white thorn and the red thorn have fairy-gayed the May valleys of Knockmaroon. And though for rings round them, during a kiliad of perihelegangs, the Formorians have brittled the tooth of the Danes, and the oxman has been pestered by the firebugs, and the joints have thrown up jerry-building to the Kevinses, and little on the green is child's father to the city, year, and laugh-tears. These pack-sealing buttonholes have quadrilled across the centuries, and whiff now waft to us, fresh and made of all smiles, as on the eve of Killalhu. The babblers with the thangers vain have been, confusion hold them, they were and went. Tigging togs were, and hoon him song toms were, and comely norgrels were, and polyfool fiancies. Men have thawed, clerks have sursar hummed. The blonde has sought of the broon, else kiss thou may mean Kerry Piggy, and the Dunkle Dames have countered with the hellish fellows, "Who ails Tong Kado, a space of Dumble Silly?" And they fell upon one another, and themselves they have fallen. And still now knights, and by knights of yore, do all bold floras of the field to their shy fawn lovers say only, "Cull me ere I wilt to thee," and but a little later, "Pluck me whilst I blush." Well may they wilt marry, and profusedly blush betroth, for that saying is as old as the howits. Lave a whale a while in a wheelbarrow, isn't it the truth I'm telling you, to have fins and flippers that shimmy and shake. Tim Timmy can, Timter Tamting Tam, flippity, flippity, fleepow, hop. In the name of Annam, this carl on the copia, in pelted thongs apart alone, who the Joe Bigger be he? For shapen his pig-made hog's head, shrunk his plod's foot. He hath lock toes, this short shins, and oh, be old that's pictorial, his mamma muscles most mysterious. It is slaking nuncheon out of something's brain pan. Meseemeth a dragon man. He is all months on the keep fief by here, is comes tipple Saxon, be it Junipery or February, Marrocks or Ailbrill, or the ramping riots of Porios and Frorios. What a queer sort of a man. It is evident the Mitchin Daddy. Let's we overstep his fire defences and these crawls of slit-sucked marrock bones. Cady, he can perhaps poster us the pillory way to Hercules Pillar. Come on, fool porter, fool hosiered women blown monks your. Excuse us, Charlie Guy. You taller de dansk? You talkative Scowegian? You spigoty Anglies? You phony or Saxo? Clear also, tis a jute. Let us swap hats and exchake a few strong verbs we coach other yap yazanabas the bluty creeks. Jute. Utah! Mutt. Mock's pleasure ad. Jute. Are you Jeff? Mutt. Some hards. Jute. But you are not Jeff Mute. Mutt. No ho, only an otterer. Jute. Whoa! What is the matter with you? Mutt. I became a stunner-stummer. Jute. What a ha-ha-ha-hardable thing to because how, Mutt? Mutt. I put the bottle, sword. Jute. Who is Poddle? Wherein? Mutt. The inns of Dong Tarf, where used are to be he. Jute. You that side, your voice are almost inedible to me. Become a bit skin more wiseable as if I were you. Has it tensy? Buhuru, buru usurp. I trumple from wrath in mine minds when I remember him. Jute, one eye gone black. Bisons is bisons. Let me for all your hesitancy cross your qualm with trinket. Here have silvan coin, a piece of oak, guineas, I's good for you. Mutt, Louis, Louis, how wouldn't I not know it, the intellible great cloak of Cedric's silky shag, Cade mealy faulty rices for one dablin bar, old grilsy growlsy. He was poached on in that egg tentacle spot, here where the liveries, monomach, there where the missers moony, minikin pass. Jute. Simply because, as taciturn pretells our wrong story shortener, he dumpted the whole borrow of rubbages onto soil here. Mutt. Just how a puddin' stone in at the brook cells by a river pool. Jute. Lord all marshy, we'd wad for an horse like. Mutt. Similar with the bull on a clump turf. Rooks roarum rex roomy. I could snore to him of the spumy horn with his woolsley side in by the neck I am sutton on, did Brian Davlin. Jute. Boil, doyle, and raw honey on me when I can barely first stand a weird from sturt to finnick in such a patwat as your Rotterdam rotter. Unheard of and unseen. Gat after meal. See you doomed. Mutt. Quite a green, but save a sec. Walk a dun blink round with this Albert Isle, and you shall see how all ye plain of my elters, Humphrey and ours, were worn to wail, Wimble to Peewee or the Saltings, where will be city by law of Isthmon. Where, by a droit of seigniory, Ice Slow was from his inn the beginning to whose finished their punct. that e'er him rue mormor, mere merge two races, sweet and brack, maudering rue. Hither, crouching eastwards, they are insurgents. Hence, cooler ebb, they requiesce. Countlessness of live stories have never fallen by this plage. Flick as flow flicks, litters from aloft, like a vast wizard all of whirl worlds. Now are all tombed to the mound, ishes to ishes, erd from erd. Pride, O pride, thy prize. Jute, stench, mut fiatfuit, herein underlie they, charge by the small, and every night life also the strange. Babylon the great grand hotel, with tittle house, Alpon Earwig, Drucknon Ild, like as equal to an equal in the sound cemetery which is Liebe's love. Jute, Zmord, mut, Meldunt Liza, by the fierce wave behorted, Despond's sung, and Thanasestras mound hath swallowed the moor. This oath of years is not save brick dust, and being humus the same returns. He who ruin